This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's an increasing slice of the American population that consists of working parents who are also working children caring for their parents. Employers, some of them anyway, have tried to help where they could. But now the digital economy has brought some new solutions to help people be where they are needed virtually, if not physically. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Startup man Owen Tripp designed a healthcare app for companies to offer their workers. It links people digitally to top medical specialists for, say, second opinions. Some firms bought it, and some surprised Tripp.
Those employers really wanted to make sure that they could offer it not only for their employees' needs, but for the family around the employee.
Notably, parents. So now a few companies let workers' parents and their in-laws use the app. Why? Tripp says it gives employees peace of mind, so they're more focused at work.
And not fervently Googling around to try to make a doctor's appointment for a relative or figure out what a condition means.
There are other new caregiver apps to count your mom's pills, to observe your dad's doctor visits, or monitor parents who wander. And users increasingly want their bosses to pay for all this, says Donna Wagner, a gerontologist at New Mexico State.
Younger people today are a little more demanding. They're like, well, of course I want this benefit, or of course I deserve this.
Will companies respond in general? Well, those chasing top talent might, since they're in a compensation arms race. But many are still assessing if elder care benefits pay off, says Drew Holzapfel of a corporate group called Respect to Caregivers Time.
There's huge value to having caregivers remain productive. But understanding how a company can invest and reap a return is something that hasn't been done.
Technology, by the way, may not be what employee caregivers need the most. Often, it's time. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.